brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another live edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the third hour, William Woodward, Department of Psychology, University of New Hampshire, PhD from Yale University in Psychology. He's gone public, not really for the last year, but finally gotten a lot of national attention, believing that 9/11 is an inside job, and as usual, there are people moving to get him removed, get him fired, get him in trouble, just like they're doing with Mr. Barrett out of Wisconsin. It is the same story over and over again as they attempt to engage in an attack on free speech in this nation. Professor, 9/11 theories outrage New Hampshire leaders. We'll tell you more about this in the first hour. He's coming up in the third hour. I had another guest at noon, but I canceled them today because I want to give you a chance to call in. First-time callers, tell us if you're a first-time caller. We will go to you first, but we have wide-open phones. Everybody is welcome to call. But I do want to give first-time callers a chance who never are able to get through to get on air. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, whether it's the American North American Union, whether it is the saber rattling to go to war with Iran, whether it is what's happening to the housing market, the value of the dollar and our economy, whether it's the open borders and illegal immigration and what you heard Pat Buchanan talk about here on the broadcast yesterday, or whether it's a tropical storm Ernesto now cruising into Floridian waters, whatever you'd like to discuss, we will get you up and on the air today. And, yes, I'm going to go to your calls early in this hour. The number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. And, boy, do I have an important stack of news here in front of us today. Tropical Storm Ernesto aims for Florida. Rain from Tropical Storm Ernesto began pelting the island Tuesday morning as residents hurried, this is in Key West, to make last-minute preparations before the storm strikes the vulnerable Florida Keys and populous South Florida. More on that after the break. Here's one. iPod sparks terror scare in Ottawa as the mind control hysteria intensifies. Also, I want to go through some of the highlights of what Buchanan said yesterday. Headline, Buchanan, Bush responsible for next terror attack if borders stay open. Soldiers' families question Rumsfeld on deployment. I want to get into how the troops that have already served two, three, and now even starting some of them their fourth tours are being forced into conscription. This is the truest form of the draft. And I want to go back over William Cohen, former Secretary of Defense's comments last week on Fox and Friends, where he said, we don't need a national draft, probably, but what we do need is national compulsory service. Well, that's the exact same thing. So more Orwellian double speak on that subject. I was on in Salt Lake City, one of their better talk stations, K-Talk, with Jack Stockwell this morning, and they were reporting on how there were more protesters against Bush than there were four protesters for Bush. The mayor came out and said he was going to protest Bush. And the neocons nationally have been attacking and drumming up a huge counter-demonstration for the last few weeks, trying to bully free speech and decrying him for being politically active, part of their ongoing program of silencing dissent. You knew this was coming if the police did their job. They are saying that they're not going to indict Jean-Marc Carr because he obviously wasn't involved. Just another mental patient trying to get attention. This is routine. Though they're claiming they may have some evidence of child pornography. No kidding. Look at this guy. Boy, the shoe fits. The cover of the book in this case does correspond to what's in the book. We'll get into that as well. Big Reuters report. Switching off your TV. Switch on your memory. It's all coming up. Infowars.com is the website.
It's here at
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, get ready for 3 hours of the hardest-hitting talk radio out there anywhere. If you're joining us for the first time, it's not about left or right. It's about right and wrong. I am here to defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. This is not about ego. It's not about celebrity. It's not about being a radio talk show host or documentary filmmaker. It is about surviving and defending our sovereignty. The country is going into the North American Union right now. The nation is ending right now. You've heard Pat Buchanan. You've heard Lou Dobbs. It is official CFR documents codified into executive orders and executive agreements with the countries of Canada and Mexico. It is actually happening. Do you understand? This is not a drill. This is not a game. This is not a joke. Also, long before 9/11, we were hot on the trail of black op military squads and other private corporations in that system staging terror attacks. The Russians do it. Hitler did it. The British constantly do it. The Cubans do it. Our own government does it. We have many declassified documents and admissions and whistleblowers. We know Oklahoma City was a federal government bombing. We know the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the drivers and gave them the detonators and set the whole thing up in the first World Trade Center attack. We know the FBI creates Klan groups and tries to get them to blow up chemical plants in Dallas-Fort Worth area. That's mainstream news. We have caught them hundreds of times. And so when 9/11 took place, we were there day one exposing it as an inside job. this entire nation, every man, woman, and child is in grave danger. The globalists could strike anywhere, anytime. The confluence of evidence and all the indicators are that by late October we will see a massive terror attack. The balloon is going up. Unless we all get the word out about government-sponsored terror now and have a massive revelation, a renaissance, a huge 100th monkey effect, as it's called in psychology, if that doesn't start happening right now, it's over. I don't want to lessen you out there getting the word out and warning people and educating people and getting the information out about false flag terror by giving you the good news, but I need to be honest with you. You're doing a great job, and so the chances of that happening, I would say, have gone down from about 95% down to about a 75% chance. And I've really been thinking about this. I've been researching this. I've been looking at this. Fox News covered my alert of August 12th, where I launched Operation Expose the Government Terrorist Part 2. I only launched that warning one previous time on July 25th, only one previous warning, and indeed we did have 9/11 take place, and I said look for them to attack the World Trade Center, and their asset Bin Laden will take the fall with the blame. This time I am seeing the same confluence and the same pre-propaganda being put out by the media. And I also see the globalists being in political trouble from Lebanon to Iraq to here domestically with the election coming up in November. And so I see an attack as imminent at any time. At any time. But because of Fox News covering my warning, because of the fact that I've probably done, I don't know, in the last 2-3 weeks, probably 45, 50 radio interviews. I haven't counted. I know it's more than 35 or 40. It's a whole bunch. Getting the word out on this subject. I know that the article we wrote with my warning was posted on thousands of websites. I know that millions of people read our warning. I know that millions of you out there have warned your friends and families and neighbors. Thousands of you have called into talk radio. And so right now we are really hurting them. Frankly, though, if we expose a false flag attack and expose the fact that the globalists are carrying it out and may carry out a new one, in a way it may... They may go ahead and carry it out, thinking that they're in so much trouble that they need to go ahead and, you know, get so desperate that they need to do it. But it's better to push them into it if they were going to carry it out to begin with, because then more people will be aware of it, period. I just wonder how some of the Austinites out there that snipe at me and some of the people in the movement that snipe at me and try to hold me to a higher standard than anyone else are going to feel if the government comes after me or does something, you know, really bad to me, which I do see in the cards as a probability right now. I just wonder how they're going to feel in hindsight later. You know, I'm fighting as hard as I can to get the word out right now. I am working harder than I ever have. I am literally beating my head against a wall in many cases. I am doing everything I possibly can, making the sacrifices, and I'm not going to get off into it, but some of the personalities out there and some of the things that are done just don't wash, and they know who they are, and they know what they're doing, and it doesn't hurt me. It only hurts the country, and it only hurts us in our fight against the New World Order, and I just, for the life of me, well, I don't like, but I've done an analysis of it, And I really think that subconsciously there are people are doing this for the wrong reasons, and I'm not going to say why. It's embarrassing, and it's a whole separate issue, and people are going to wonder what I'm talking about. It's just that attempts are being made at many levels so that my information not get out to people of Central Texas. But the good news is that I am going to be on National British Radio tomorrow. I'm going to be on syndicated radio tonight, and I did interviews this morning. And I'm going to continue to get the word out against the New World Order. It's just the spirit of the thing that when I have led the fight in Central Texas, and I, with your help, all listeners in Central Texas, we have made this the mecca for truth and for the front lines of the fight against the New World Order. And to have people that have no idea about the reasons, you know, that I do the things I do, to have, you know, just to put up with the types of snipes and attacks I've gotten from certain parties, and then to see totally different sectors of people who I would never expect to be blocked by. It's just sad, and it's extremely depressing. But I will not be bullied into acquiescing to anything when it's done in a spirit of bullying. And, of course, no one knows what I'm talking about but those individuals out there if they even happen to be tuning in. I do want to go to your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Again, we do have the professor in New Hampshire who they're talking about trying to fire or restrict, just like they're doing with Kevin Barrett up in Wisconsin. He is a tenured professor with a Yale psychology degree. He was exposing 9/11. We've got him coming on in the third hour, and they're trying to block him from getting the truth out, but it's not going to work. You cannot hold back the truth. You cannot keep the people from getting the truth. When you do it, it just explodes with that much more force. So that's the one guest we've got coming on today. I want to get into the hurricane now, starting to hit the Florida Keys. I want to get into a bunch of other issues that we're here faced with. But let me just give you a few program notes right now. I need Central Texans' help in promoting five events that we have coming up starting next Tuesday, 7 days from now. On the 5th, that's the day after the holiday on Monday, I'll be at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar from about 7 to 10. I will give a short introduction to the film, then give a speech afterwards for about 20 minutes and take about 10 minutes of your questions for Terror Storm at the nice stadium seating, brand new, South Austin, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar Theater. I will do that next Tuesday, next Wednesday, and next Thursday. All the showings are at 7 p.m. And again, all of the other Patriots and Truth Groups in Austin are allowed to promote what they do. I am not now. I particularly, I guess because I haven't savaged and attacked local groups and done horrible things on air, because I haven't, because I have been good and true, I am now being punished. So I need your help out there to help me promote the events coming up the 5th, 6th, and 7th of next week, and then I leave to go to New York to be there on the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, to come back on the 12th. And I'll be doing live call-ins here on the show. And then when I get back, we are then going to have showings on the 13th and the 14th. So five showings at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. So please go to Infowars.com and get the tickets there. Again, I promoted Aaron Russo's event. I promote all the other events they have here in Austin, and by some of the very people that I have promoted, I am being blocked from promoting this through the Austin community, being censored, and that's fine. We have the listeners of this show alone, and with the KLBJ show on Sunday afternoons locally from 4 to 6 p.m., about to be expanded from 3 to 6 p.m. and to be syndicated with MS Communications in association with Genesis Communications, to get the word out about these events that are coming up on the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and on the 13th and 14th. And the theater holds about 240 people. It's their biggest theater. It's a nice big screen, and they have food and drinks and all of that. So I hope to see everyone on the 5th, 6th, and 7th of next week, and then on the 13th and 14th. On the 14th, the last showing, Graham Reynolds will play for about 30 minutes before the film, playing some of the music, the original scores that he produced for the film, Terror Storm. And we will also then, in the next 6 months or so, have more events when we finish the big Bilderberg film that I am producing. So I certainly hope to see everyone at the events that are coming up next week. And also, don't forget about the KLBJ program from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is on Sunday nights. You notice that I am now working 7 days a week. I got to get my oxen out of the ditch here. Our society is imploding. Again, they are erasing the borders. Total amnesty, they're about to pass it through Congress. They're openly announcing the draft boards. They are openly calling for national conscription and saying it's not a draft. That's like saying a hole in the head is not a hole in the head. And so I am intensifying fighting the New World Order at every level, and I am very thankful for every affiliate, every sponsor, everyone at Genesis that makes this broadcast possible, and everyone across this country that has kept their eyes on the prize in the fight against the New World Order. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll go straight to your calls on the other side of this break.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you have deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, and then we re-air the show over and over again, 24 hours a day, on our own internet servers. It just continuously starts the 3 hours re-airing, and then we send it out on the satellites again from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Christine, I was about to go to her first-time caller. She just hung up. Let's go to John in Texas. John, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
You know, one thing you and Pat didn't talk about yesterday about this coming Pan-American Union is that to the south of us, like Mexico, where guns are pretty much banned, if you get caught with so much as a couple of 22 shells in your pocket, you do 10 years in their prisons. And to the north is Canada, where they have pretty much strict gun control up there. I was trying to go across the border with the Niagara Falls a few years back, and I had an NRA hat on, and they held me at the border for like 20 minutes.
Oh, they're total. They're total. The Canadian people are real nice and friendly, but totally mesmerized and aren't aware of what's going on. Canada is the worst police state I've ever traveled to, and Canadians aren't even aware of it.
What I'm trying to say is, when this comes about, they're not going to leave us here in the middle with our guns. They're going to come after us. I mean, they got to have uniform all the way across the board, and that means gun ban all together.
That's what they've said. The Supreme Court, remember it was in the New York Times, what, three of the nine members that are on record in editorials, Ginsburg wrote an article saying, we follow UN and world court rulings. They are above us. And they said they're going to use those rulings for the Second Amendment. You know, people hear bits and pieces of this. They hear, oh, we're going to pay Social Security to Mexicans in Mexico. Oh, we got Texas State Police up training the local police in Canada about checkpoints. Oh, Mexico's going to run a port facility in Kansas City. They don't understand that what you just said is key. And all the time I'm thinking about driving in the car, about what I've read and the facets of the SPP, Security, Prosperity, North American Union Partnership, and that's a key point. I meant to raise that with Pat. It was in my notes, and that's why I love taking calls, because you raised that astutely, that Mexico has total and complete gun bans and bans on protest. It's a total police state, and that we are merging with them, and that many towns now fly the Mexican flag at their city halls. You're not allowed to speak English in court proceedings. El Cenizo, the first city to do it going back a decade ago, now what, seven towns I know of doing, and I'm sure it's more. It's been years since I've looked into it. And, yes, that whole culture, that whole system, the Canadians, where they've got all types of things you can't say. Now, again, folks, I believe the Nazis were bad and killed a lot of people, including a bunch of Jews. But if you say that 5,999,000 Jews died and not 6 million, you are arrested. You will spend years in prison. You will be deported to countries, to Austria, to Germany. And now an American citizen 5 years ago, right before 9/11, a Nazi, who, again, I didn't like, but the point is I agree with his First Amendment. It was in the AP out of Nebraska. And we ought to pull this article. I ought to find that in the archives, because I remember we covered it a lot. But it didn't get any real national attention. And this guy wrote a book saying the Holocaust didn't happen. I forget his name. He was an American citizen, born in America, born in the U.S. He was arrested by the FBI and taken to Germany because his books had been sold in Germany, and they claimed through treaties he was then guilty. So you talk about, you know, the Bible says in the end times being taken into captivity in foreign lands. Well, now the neocons have said about me and others, I mean, I'm under attack right now, big time, folks, from many different sides. The enemy's rising up against me and manipulating and pulling a lot of strings and even, you know, influencing people spiritually. I mean, it's just all over the place. There have been calls by a lot of national talk show hosts and others that I'm a traitor, and that I am supporting Al-Qaeda by saying 9/11 is an inside job, that I should be arrested, and that I shouldn't be allowed to say what I'm saying. And now they're beating a drum I see every day in the news, saw it yesterday, saw it again today, that it is akin to, quote, denying the Holocaust to say 9/11 is an inside job, and that should be illegal. So we are Christians 2 years ago in Philadelphia. It was in the news, got arrested for praying quietly in a designated free speech zone, and then also preaching, and they were trying to give them 47 years in prison apiece. And so this is what's happening.
If I could say one more thing, people need to go back and get the movie Triumph of the Will and look at the thousands of people who cheered Adolf Hitler even while he was taking their rights away and throwing them into concentration camps.
Yeah, I have that film. It's amazing.
And I think that we're seeing the same thing here. Yeah, not everybody in this country is loyal Americans anymore. They'd love to have a one-world government, and they're going to be fighting against us, Alex, and that's why they're coming at you.
Well, that's right. It's a spirit of evil upon the country and a spirit of jealousy and petulance and just a lot of things that are happening. And I feel the evil rising right now. I also feel good rising. You know, for every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. And, you know, I feel that it just, you can see it everywhere. We're at the crossroads right now. We're at the key point. We're facing government stage terror. We're facing implosion of the economy. We're facing so many central issues. And that's all I'm thinking about, is warning the people and talking to as many people as I can. And we'll talk to more of you on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I will be in New York, right out in front of the Millennium Hilton, the Ground Zero, starting on September 11th in the morning. Going to be speaking at a big event Sunday. We've got links to all the details up on Infowars.com. Hope to see you all there. Also, again, we need your help promoting my showings of my new film, Terror Storm. Five showings, that's going to be it, at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar on the 5th, 6th, and 7th of next week, and the next week on the 13th and the 14th. If you go to Infowars.com, you can get tickets right there online, link through the Alamo Drafthouse, and get them online there. Every event we've ever had is sold out. Dallas did sell out, by the way. It just sold out. That was incredible. It just exactly sold out. I said we'd only sell 700 tickets. That's what we sold online. But then right at about 100 people showed up at the window wanting to buy tickets, and they really could go up to about 800. So we went ahead and did that. That was wonderful to see everybody out there in Dallas where they killed Kennedy and where the New World Order, one of their capital cities. Really exciting. So sharing these great events coming up on the 5th, 6th, and 7th. And then on the 13th and the 14th here in Austin, Texas, we've got a great flyer Ryan Slickhuysen put together that's on the page. You go to Infowars.com, you click on the top banner that says Austin Terror Storm Event, and right there on the page is a great black and white flyer you can print off at home or at Kinko's or on your printer. And please, if you live in Austin or Central Texas, give those to your friends and family, leave them at coffee shops, and help us to promote these events. It's going to be fantastic. All right, we're going to go to all the callers, Jim, Hartwell, Bruce, Alan, Nick, and others. We're going to go to Alan first. He's a first-time caller. But before we do that, we have this hurricane slamming into, and thank God it's not too strong of a hurricane, but the season's now really getting going. And we have Ernesto now slamming into the Keys. And if that'll spur you to call and get a Made in America, American Big Berkey, the new standard in water purification, what we use here in my office and at home, if a hurricane will spur you to take action and get these, they will rush deliver them to you. They're getting a lot of call volume right now. So if you call and it's busy, leave your name and number, they'll call you right back. The silent killers are there right now. The dead bacteria, the chlorine, the pesticides, the herbicides, the mercury, the lead. It's all in there. They've got special fluoride filters that actually knock out the fluoride, which almost no filter will do. Even reverse osmosis, fluoride's so small, it even goes through that in some cases. So this is a new standard, folks, really high quality. Before they were a sponsor, I was buying these units from them. And so Debbie Morrow joins us for a few minutes. Debbie, thanks for coming on. I know you're busy.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for having me. We did want to let people know that we're second day airing any systems that people are wanting to the Gulf areas or to any of the areas that, they're concerned about the hurricanes and the weather. We will do second day air at no additional cost than the regular shipping charge that we normally charge.
Now, what's normal? What's normal ground on an average unit?
Our normal shipping cost is $18.
And isn't second day like $50?
Yes. Well, it could be even higher than that.
So basically, people are getting like $30 discount.
Right.
They still get a free sports bottle as a gift?
No, but I'll give them a discount on one if they want. If they want a sport bottle too, We'll do a good discount on it, but we're going to.
And that's another water system that doesn't cut all the poisons out, but it cuts out the bacteria that'll make you sick. It reduces the toxins and poisons, but it makes it safe to drink. 600 plus refills on that.
That's right.
And those are normally like $30, but if you buy five of them, they're $20 a piece. And to buy these units at a camping supply store, they're normally about $35, and they have the biggest elements I've ever seen in one of these units. Normally the element's about an inch thick. Your element's like 3.5 inches thick.
That's right. That's right. And they'll go up to 640 refills.
Okay, so it's gone up from 620 or whatever. Okay.
Well, yeah, all around there.
Well,
approximate.
Now it's only 120, though, in swamp water, though.
Correct. Pond or lake water takes up a lot more of the filter.
Okay,
because of the sediment issues.
Yeah, and I've got these all over my house. My wife uses it when she goes to the gym. My children, when we go on road trips, because bottled water you can't trust. I still drink some bottled water. I'll forget to bring a sports perky. I shouldn't. But great deals, Made in America. Go to Infowars.com to order off the secure shopping cart, or BerkeyWater.com. And if you're getting a regular special, tell them what free gift you want, or call Debbie at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Debbie, how much is it to get the fluoride booster filters added?
They're an additional $55.
Again, that's how deadly fluoride is and how small it is. These filters cut out everything else, but you've got to get an added filter to knock out the fluoride.
That's right. That's right. And you have to change them a little more often, too, the fluoride filters, because they do absorb that fluoride. And we do recommend that you switch those out a little more often than the regular filters.
Well, people don't wait because there's more hurricanes and more storms forming. And we've been reprieved so far. That's not being, thank God, as bad as last year, but it could shape up to be. We hope not. Give Debbie a call, 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com. Got a big fat banner to their website on Infowars.com, or get it off our own website as well. We just give them the orders each day. Debbie, anything else you need to tell us?
Just wanted to tell you it was great to see you last weekend.
Oh, you came to the Dallas event with Mr. Morrow.
You turned him into a believer. He has listened to everything. He downloaded everything now. He was very, he said that you're a very good man.
Well, I try to be. Some people around Austin don't seem to think so. Debbie, again, I've met you a few times before at other events, but it was great to meet your husband. What did you think of the event?
Oh, what did I think of it, or him?
Yeah, what did you think?
I loved it. I loved seeing all the people. Nobody really knew who I was. A few people who heard my voice came up and said, "You're Debbie, hi," you know, and it was so neat seeing all the people and just, you know, like people who are concerned about our freedoms, and seeing you up there live is such a, you know, it makes it more real, you know, than hearing it on the radio.
Sure, I almost didn't recognize you because you changed your hair. It looks good. You've also lost weight, Debbie.
I have. I know. Thank you very much.
When I first saw you, I thought, now I know her, and I went, Debbie?
Yes. And I just had my hair a little redder this time. You know, I never know what color is going to come out of the bottle.
Hey, thank you for joining us, Debbie. God bless.
Bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Take care. She's really a sweet lady. I've known her for years. Give her a call, 888-803-4438. Okay, let's go right back to your calls. Thanks for holding. Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on the air. And then we'll go to Alan. Jim, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Listen, I'm in Austin, and the people I know that matter down here, we do like you. We love you. You know why? Because you're helping to keep our families free a little bit longer by what you do.
Well, I don't, you know, I don't talk about the things I've been through, and I don't expect people to love me or thank me, and frankly, I don't like it. What hurts is people that you think are your friends who get so delusional that they do horrible things to you, and it hurts, and they probably get off on that. The more I've assessed the psychology, is it really hurts.
Well, if you had your preference, you'd rather have people like you than dislike you, and I can say this, at my house, you're known as Alexander the Great. You're contributing to keeping my family free a little bit longer, along with what I'm doing and a lot of other people. That's why you're my hero. But listen, this North American Union thing has gotten out of control, Alex. They're obviously going for the world government as their end game, but they have to do it incrementally and gradually by going regional first. North America and this Central Texas or whatever little breakdown of, autonomous.
Well, they're doing it militarily, piece by piece.
Oh, yeah. Well, economically, militarily, the ecumenical movement and the religions, it's one world everything. Just combine everybody into a pot. And that's why tolerance is so important to them.
But no matter
what they throw in the pot, we have to accept it.
But they don't have to be tolerant. They can say, we're going to kill you, we're going to take your land. They can be funded by the big banks and the White House. Here's an example, the Statesman. I talked to people that were there Thursday and Friday and Saturday when the governors were here for their Pan-American Union meeting, and they had the anarchists out, I heard grabbing and pushing on people, which has happened to me, and then if somebody pulls out mace to protect themselves, the news snapshots a picture and says, look how mean these pro-border people are.
Now, he wasn't mean. He was serious. But, you know, Alex, of course I was down there Thursday, but I was a block south and a block east at the Rusk building filing for governor with my half-million pennies. And, you know that I had a bank of six. Alex, you there?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
I had a bank of six TV news cameras. And maybe a dozen reporters and photographers present for the historic occasion, half a million pennies on the floor.
Yeah, this is Jim Dillon, activist par excellence, who got Rick Perry to come on the show one time.
But here's what I told them when they asked me what I would do if I became governor. Of course, I hit them broadside with, you know, abortion, toll roads, all that. But I said before lunch, on day one, I challenge that sly fox dog, wolf in sheep's clothing, Vicini Fox. I challenge him to meet me in the Rio Grande River, and he will have one choice to withdraw his invasion army. If he doesn't call off his soldiers, literally, and pull them back into his own country, all 50 million, then I swear to God, I'll break his neck and drown him right there in the river and dare another one to come across. And you know, Alex, not one TV news show would put that on.
I bet they wouldn't. Jim, let me just back up. I want to talk to you for a minute or two here, and then I got to move on. I was exhausted Thursday getting ready to go to Dallas, so I didn't go down there because I knew that if I could even get into the press conference, I'd never even get my question out. But I probably should have, in hindsight, gone, but I was under the weather. I hadn't even been on the air the day before. I had a stomach bug of some type. But to make a long story short, This is how the disinformation works. They have Code Pink out there protesting more border security, making it look like Perry and Schwarzenegger and the rest of them were actually trying to crack down on the border, when in reality they're calling for the guest worker program and packaging it as border security. So see how that works? They have the left come out and protest it to make it look like they're conservative, to fool conservatives, when it's really the American Union, North American Union, that they're setting up. What did you witness down there?
Oh, it was absolute bedlam. They even had the sissy, weak-kneed, squeaky-voiced Chris Bell down there later that day. And, of course, I ambushed his little so-called press conference, too, while I was at it. But tell you the truth, Alex.
Tell people who Chris Bell is who don't know.
That weak-kneed, he's got a weak handshake, too, Alex. He's the Democratic nominee for governor of Texas. And, of course, I believe if he wins as governor, I'm going to shoot myself. I couldn't stand to live, to be even alive as a Texan if he's the governor.
Don't do that. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. Alex.
I appreciate it, Jim Dillon. What a character. Yeah, you can. He'll be on the ballot, folks. Hartwell in Louisiana, you're on the air. The one-year anniversary of Katrina right in the next day or so. And what a disaster it is. Hartwell, welcome.
Senator David Vitter held the town hall meeting in Abbeville, Louisiana. I went to it and told him that the Twin Towers were brought down with demolition charges and asked him to investigate the attack. He told me that I dishonored the people that was killed on 9/11 by saying that the Twin Towers were brought down with demolition charges.
And then you shout back, the biggest family victims group with Mr. Doyle heading it, believes it's an inside job, and the majority of the families do. That's how you counter that.
Well, I told him that I told him the truth, and that the truth never did dishonor anyone.
That's even better. What else happened?
Well, they had about 200 people there booing me.
Well, they like having FEMA sabotage their power lines of communications, and now evidence is coming out that they blew the levees. And you know, the head of emergency management there in the parish sat there for 4.5 days while his mama died, while the feds told him he couldn't go save her. So they like their mamas dying, and they like their city being a cesspit, and they like the feds coming in and buying up and selling off all the land to globalists to build hotels. Then that's what they like, don't they?
Evidently. I've been talking to these people in Abbeville, Louisiana for 12 years, and I found out how stupid they are, which I expected them to boo me. But whenever Senator Vitter said what he said, that shocked me.
Well, you're a man in the right, my friend, and they booed our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so they're gonna boo us. That's what he told us.
Well,
they love the shackles. They love the end of this country. They love gun control. They love open borders. They think it's conservative.
Thank you, Alex. You make me feel a lot better.
No, God bless you. Anything else?
That's all. Thank you, and God bless you.
Take care, my friend. Let's talk to Alan in Indiana. Alan, thanks for holding. First-time caller. I forgot about you. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I've come to call about the immigration issue and the North American Union.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Are you aware that during the 1920s and 30s, there was a persecution of Christians by agents of the New World Order, specifically Freemasons?
Well, fill me in on the specifics.
Well, in 1924, a president, Plutarco Elias Calles, a 33rd degree Freemason of the Scottish Rite.
Oh, yeah, and I knew there was persecution going on all over the world. I thought you were saying in the U.S. Sure, yeah.
Yes, in Mexico. Well, the Freemasons down there set up a bunch of anti-clerical laws against Christians, and they actually had an uprising of Christians during those brief 10 years. Now, what I was wondering is, now I agree with you on the issue of immigration. I'm Hispanic, by the way.
You're on a cordless phone, aren't you? Get closer to the jack.
All right, sir.
It's cutting out. Okay, you're saying you're Hispanic, sir? Yes, sir. Welcome. God bless you.
Thank you.
No, I mean, I love Hispanic folks. I just don't like the government funding the minority of Hispanics that say kill all the whites.
It's radio talk show host. I was wondering if you were well aware of the party that Freemason set up.
You're talking about the Party of Institutional Revolution.
Yes, the PRI, yes.
Yeah, let me just, yes, I'm aware of Mexican history to some extent, more than most, but obviously probably not as much as you. I know this, if our government wasn't letting in the 30 million illegals, it would pressurize the government, already with 30 million in Mexico City and a total breakdown, into a real revolution, and our government could easily go in there and finance a true free government, and Mexico has triple the resources we do. The people could become, they're very hardworking, they could become even more wealthy and successful than Americans have, because they're good people, they've just always been enslaved, and that's why our government's working with Mexico, not just to break down the U.S., but to use the U.S. as a steam valve for Mexico.
That's too true, Mr. Jones. The problem with Mexico is there's
well, stay
so many...
there. I'm going to let you finish up on the other side, Alan. Don't hang up. Your phone's coming in fine now. I want to talk to Alan in Indiana when we get back. Then we'll talk to Bruce, Nick, and many others. Wide open phones in the second hour as well, and we'll cover a ton of news. We'll get into the national draft, too, when we get back. Stay with me.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen. We're back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in Indiana, who was talking about the history of Mexico with us. Go ahead, sir.
Now, where were we?
You said you had some more points to make what's going on in Mexico.
The party down there has been, as I already told you, was established by the Freemason Plutarco Elias Calles. He passed some laws which caused some Christians to lead an uprising against him. And for a while it was successful, but continuing support from Washington, D.C., eventually put down this uprising. Now, President Woodrow Wilson sent plenty of money and weapons down there during the, I believe it was a post-World War I time period. I was just wondering if you knew how they pulled this off without many people putting it in the history books.
Sure. I appreciate your call, sir. Good to have you on board with us. It's the same thing over and over again. It's called covert operations, black ops, black world operations. And most of Latin America has been overthrown multiple times. And the Mesoamerican cultures to begin with were enslaved by their own corrupt human sacrificing, blood drinking, just unbelievably wicked leadership that was down there. And the Spaniards came in, and as corrupt as they were, it was really a blessing compared to it. But still, it's always been colonial. It's always been dominated. And they've never had real elections in Mexico. It's a fraud every time. And when the people come out and try to protest every few years, it's quietly in our news. You know, I mean, we've had the smoke in the Texas air. The sunsets are so red when they're burning all their fields and tanks and helicopters are killing people. I mean, I've seen video of this. I mean, it's Tiananmen Square times 100, and they will just mow down whole crowds. You're not allowed to form unions. They go after you. They do go after churches that aren't part of the system. And we have a aristocracy, a plutocracy, an elite group. Mexico has triple the resources of the United States, the lower continuous 48. That's official numbers. Triple. The gold, the oil, the natural gas. I mean, it's like South Africa. I mean, it's so wealthy. But they are, the third poorest country on average in the world. One of the most corrupt countries. They have the biggest city in the world, half the public living in literal cardboard shanty towns, 30-plus million. Last time I checked, it was 30 million. They said it was going to be 33 million in the next couple of years, so I guess it's hit 33 million. The third world population every 18 months is over 100 million new people, tens of millions of those in Latin America. And it is unspeakable. But they know the people want revolution. They're not allowed to have it in Mexico. So they export it here and refocus all those generations of enslavement and anger. See, the globalists are masters at refocusing legitimate anger. And it's focused on what's left of the U.S. And all these illegals are going to come in, and they're going to go vote for gun control and the rest of it. So this is it.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.